Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. And do us a big favor, please. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing always helps. Tell your friends. Enjoy the podcast.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Every Tuesday, 5:20 p.m., Dennis Miller is my guest, and the call is brought to you by our great friends at Premier Orthopedics, raising the bar in orthopedic care. All right, let's do attendance real fast. Dennis Miller.
Here, present.
Mark Stein.
Present.
That's good, because I was going to deport you, Stein, if you were late.
Yeah, that'll be a 15-year appeals process. Good luck with that.
Well, we'll keep you comfortable.
That's right.
Of course, we have a very big show coming up with these two comic geniuses coming up one night only, by the way. One night only, Friday, February 22nd at the Santander Performing Arts Center. I'll be there as well. I'm honored. So what's up, boys? What's the latest?
Well, I hear there's an ice storm coming into New York, and I thought, the only way de Blasio will clean the streets of an ice storm is if they convince him it's the ice that protects our immigration policy. If he mistakenly thinks it's ice, he might get a truck out there to sweep it away. If it's actual ice, it'll be there as long as Superman's Fortress of Solitude up in the Arctic will be there.
And my, how the left would love to use sand or rock salt to get rid of ice agents. Huh? Am I right?
Yeah, no, that's a long tradition in New York, because his predecessor, Mr. Bloomberg, he always had, whenever the storm hit, he was always at his pad in Bermuda. And he was the guy who could, regulate salt out of your cheeseburger in New York, but couldn't actually regulate any onto Sixth Avenue when it snowed. So there's part of a long tradition in the New York mayoralty.
Well, today was announced that United States Senator Cory Booker, who represents New Jersey, even though we haven't seen him in years, Booker told the vegan magazine Veg News, which I know you both subscribe to, Veg News, he doesn't believe that people should eat meat, and he wants to see the government raise prices so that meat becomes impractical for anybody to buy and eat.
And this moron might be on the run for the president. Can I tell him something? It's less about cows farting than him blowing smoke every day of his life. That's what's screwing up the ecosystem. I can't believe there was a sketch years ago where Lovitz played Michael Dukakis against Reagan. Phil was Reagan. And at the end of a Reagan screed, Phil, it was a very funny sketch where John said, I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. And when I look at the confederacy of dunces that the Democrats are rolling out on the other side, and then I watched Trump last night. Granted, rough around the edges, but certainly, you know, yesterday he was complaining that the steel he got wasn't painted. He was pissed off about that. I said, this guy is so normal. And I remember thinking, how can this even be an election? But that'll show you the precipitous point this country's at, that they have to look at guys, you know, I know she's too young, but Ocasio-Cortez, Booker, Kamala Harris, all these people are just complete buzzkills and quite frankly couldn't put an IKEA table together if they tried. And the fact that they're even up against Trump blows my mind.
That's harder than it looks, those IKEA tables. I mean, that's, but I think what's interesting about Cory Booker is all the identity politics have been taken now. Like Kamala Harris, she's female, half Jamaican, half Indian. Elizabeth Warren did the whole Cherokee thing. They've nothing left now except vegan. And that's Cory Booker damaged his chances by about a month ago when he came out as heterosexual, which is a big no-no in the Democrat Party these days. And so he's got to find a new position on the spectrum. There's nothing left to take, and vegan is what it's come down to. And again, I think that's because you said Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is actually too young to run. And I think that's that opened up the whole bovine flatulence scare of last week that she got going, where everyone's like terrified of that. That opened the bovine flatulence scare has opened up space, I think, for the Cory Booker candidacy. So I think that I think he might be onto something there.
That's interesting, Mark. Well,
I think if the Democrats were in there, they'd have a latter day CCC, John, Mark, like a WPA during FDR's administration, where they'd hire young people, it'd be a latter day Peace Corps, to walk around behind cows with Bic lighters and light their farts before they could ruin the planet. I think that would be the new civilian work corps over there. And for me, Cory Booker was lost when he stood up in the House cheering and said, what was he, did the Kirk Douglas thing, but all I could hear is, I'm spurious. No, I'm spurious.
I am spurious. I think I like the lighting up the bovine flatulence, because we will definitely, that's why we need open borders, because that is definitely one of the jobs that Americans won't do, I would say.
Well, that just gave me an idea now. What if we tell the left that the wall will keep the cows out? Mexican cows trying to come here with their cow farts. I mean, if that, they might get behind the wall then.
How crazy it's gotten. By the way, I think I have a fix for the border. I read that we're no longer the most obese country in the world anymore, the United States of America. We've been replaced by Mexico. Now, first off, I would tell you that what that means is America is now too lazy to officially be the most obese country on the planet Earth. But it's moved down to Mexico, and instead of a wall, I think we should do a gently meandering buffet line where they pick up the appetizer down in Tijuana. You come into the United States of America for the entree, and then you gently curve the buffet line back down to Guadalajara for the flan station. This way, everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy. People don't even notice that they've entered America and gone back. So that's what I'm pitching instead of a wall, a buffet line.
So it would be like the salad bar at Denny's, but just like stretching 2,000 miles?
Yes, that's all I'm saying. And listen, I've been in salad lines at Denny's that seemed like I was in it for 2,000 miles. I have seen people who have broken the spit shield with their jaw-dropping stupidity.
That's up there with Nancy Pelosi's beaded curtain as the compromise solution we can all get behind. Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys this question, though. I mean, it's a wonderful idea, Dennis Miller. The only problem is the way the left regulates everything we want to put in our body, they want to regulate everything from food and salt. Now, what other things in the body they want absolutely no government protection for, but when it comes to putting salt in or trans fats or sugar, so what kind of a committee would have to assess what goes in the 2,000-mile salad bar?
Mikey, you got a take on that, or do you want me to handle it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is the contradiction, isn't it? The whole leftist view of, none of it makes any coherent sense in that way. So, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, this war on meat is actually, which I can't believe is a real thing. But what's interesting about, since this new Green Deal thing came up a couple of days ago, is that it was crazy when it first started. And then you see the way no Democrat actually powerful Democrat dares to stand up and say it's crazy. And so it's been normalized in the space of 7 days. And that means that 75% of Democrat candidates are all going to... So we can joke about the salad bar, but they're actually serious about it. And that's one of the problems of the world, is that things that used to strike the majority of people as funny, none of the people who matter anymore are laughing at it. They all take it deadly seriously.
And by the way, this week's coda to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal will be that she only meant there would no longer in 10 years be any commercial air travel. private air travel will still, of course, be greenlit. And the reason that Bloomberg did away with big gulps when he was in New York is because they were actually taller than him. It didn't bother him calorically. It bothered him size-wise. He felt like Russ Chandwin in Gulliver or something, or Tom Thumb. He had to thread a safety needle and throw it up on top and rappel up the cup to even have a sip.
Well, no, in fairness to Bloomberg, I like the way he was straightforward about these things. When he was overheard on illegal immigration, he was actually overheard at his golf club saying, "Who's going to be our caddies?" And that's actually incredible. I like the way he thought like old school rich man on those matters. He was less dangerous than the fellas who've come after him.
Yeah, that sounds like something Cornelius Vanderbilt would have said.
Yeah.
He built his own golf course out on Staten Island. These guys, if they ever were on the record, they're so vouchsafed by the press. They almost have Secret Service protection. I remember one time Obama said my Muslim faith, and George Stephanopoulos actually tackled him and said, "You mean your Christian faith?" And, "Yeah, my Christian faith." But if you ever went off deep background with the press and heard these guys, you would just be stunned. It's the one thing I love about Trump is, as crazy as it is, I think his outer voice is an entirely accurate depiction of his inner voice.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think somebody like Mike Bloomberg's inner voice and outer voice have ever even had a cup of coffee together.
No. And that's what's brilliant about the tweeting thing, because if it wasn't for that, he says the things that George Stephanopoulos would have said if George Stephanopoulos had been doing his job in that interview. And they don't do it. They do it. That interview with Governor Northam the other day on the Today Show. These are joke interviews, and they're not going to. And the point about where they're actually going wrong is that you actually need someone like Trump just to smash through it in that way, and that's what he does. And you can say what you like about the tweets, but without it, it would be a disaster for the right.
Well, listen, since Trump doesn't drink, I think lighting up assets on Twitter at night is his cognac before bed.
Dennis Miller, Mark Stein are going to be one night only, the Adorable Deplorable Tour, February 22nd at the Santander Pack. Get your tickets now, because when they're gone, they're gone. That's it. Also catch Miller's podcast, The Dennis Miller Option. It's back. It's now airing exclusively on the Westwood One Podcast Network. Before I let you guys go, do you think the reason why Bloomberg was worried about who would staff the golf courses is because he didn't want any indentured servants to be there?
That's fantastic. In 2019, they were actually having a debate on the difference between slavery and indentured servitude. I don't know whether it's something to do with the Green New Deal, but I'm glad that's what's on the front pages in 2019.
And by the way, boys, I had an insight. For the first time today, I thought Elizabeth Warren might actually be of Native American heritage, because I was looking at her and I remembered the old tribal custom. Many of them were afraid to be photographed because they thought it robbed them of their soul. I was watching her walk into the speech and everybody was snapping photos of her. And I thought, this is the first time I've ever believed she might be a Native American, because she has so many photographs taken of her, and she's entirely soulless. So finally, I have a thread, a theory on how she might be Native American.
I'm actually more Native American than that one. I think there are people in remote corners of Tajikistan who have never left their little obscure corner of Tajikistan, who are genetically more Cherokee. I used to say she was like the whitest white since Frosty the Snowman fell in a vat of whiteout. But I think she's actually whiter than that genetically. And she should run with that. That's the space on the Democrat side, that she would be the whitest white person. It's identity politics. It would be a new identity politics breakthrough. The whitest white person ever to be elected. Because like George Washington, you know, all these people have got more Native American blood than she has.
Custer had more Native American blood than she did.
Oh, God. Too soon, by the way.
I agree with you, Mark. She should go quasi-albino. Have Johnny Winter and Edgar Winter player on. Come out. And she should piss. She should come on to Whiter Shade of Pale, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you guys are both forgetting, though, Bernie Sanders, he's whiter than the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. When he comes down the streets, I'm more terrified. So what about him?
Bernie Sanders has realized in a brilliant way that you can become a very rich man nowadays by convincing young people that they don't need possessions to be truly rich. And I think he figured that out in his third house, the one on the lake. In a weird way, he is a perverse genius.
That's true. Imagine there's, what is it? Imagine no possessions. It's easy if you try.
And, except for my four lake houses.
Listen, I guarantee you that Lennon insisted he had residuals on the song All You Need Is Love. Just keep that in mind.
He didn't mean it, and these guys do. That's the thing. They believe the song. They believe the song.
They
all right,
these
brother,
times.
We're happy you're going to be there with us.
Well, it'll be a great night, guys. Dennis Miller, Mark Stein, you can tell it's going to be an amazing night. They're just riffing right now, and it's outstanding. Get your tickets. Do it. Get Dennis Miller's podcast, The Dennis Miller Option, and we'll see you one night only, February 22nd, at the Santander Pack, the Adorable Deplorable Tour. Thanks, boys. Well done.
Have a good one, guys. Talk at you.
Go get some meat.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.